Now you can say I'm a member of the poor boy committee, but I kind of feel rich when I've been with her a while, 'cause my little baby loves me Cadillac style. Well, about 10:30, Lord, she puts me in drive, turns on the lights down and man alive, all eight cylinders are firing in line, never out of gas and I'm always on time. Well, I ain't Goldfinger and I ain't Joe Fashion, and you can't buy much with the checks I'm cashing. So people, if you wonder why I'm riding with a smile, it's 'cause my little baby loves me Cadillac style. Well, about 10:30, Lord, she puts me in drive, turns all the lights down and man alive, all eight cylinders are firing in line, give her out of gas and I'm always on time. Well, I ain't Goldfinger and I ain't Joe Fashion, so people, if you wonder why I'm riding with a smile, it's 'cause my little baby loves me Cadillac style. Yeah, my little baby loves me Cadillac style. Well, my little baby loves me Cadillac style.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. No partial government shutdown Friday night. The House and Senate say they'll vote on and pass another temporary spending bill.
It'll be the fourth congressional can kicked down the road, but this time the House and Senate have just 8 days to make the permanent spending deal. Money for half the government runs out March 8th, the rest on March 22nd, and March 8th date could be a problem, as it is the day after President Biden set to give his State of the Union address. Congressional leaders insist they have a deal on six of the spending bills, now due in a week.
ABC's Andy Field. The Supreme Court to decide Donald Trump's claim he can't be prosecuted for trying to overthrow his 2020 election loss. An appellate court ruled he can. The Supreme Court will have the final say. Former U.S. Marine officer Michael Joseph Foy sentenced to 40 months in federal prison for hitting police officers with a hockey stick during the insurrection and throwing a metal pole at a line of officers. This is ABC News. Self-deprecating comedian Richard Lewis shook off his mortal coil.
These days, audiences probably knew Richard Lewis best as one of Larry David's neurotic friends on Curb Your Enthusiasm. This scene aired a little over a week ago.
I'm leaving you in my will. I'm tweaking it, and you're in it.
No, don't do that.
It's done. You're
but long before he battled it out with David, Richard Lewis was honing his neuroses-fueled brand of comedy on stage in the 70s, in clubs and on The Tonight Show, and by the 80s in stand-up specials on Showtime and HBO. His act often about therapy and addiction. There were movies, including Robin Hood, Men in Tights, and sitcoms. Lewis revealed a Parkinson's diagnosis last year, and we're told he died of a heart attack. Richard Lewis was 76. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The mother of all phishing attempts? Dubuque County, Iowa, trying to track down $500,000 an employee transferred in response to a bogus email that appeared to be from the city of Dyersville, Iowa. They found out about it when the real Dyersville asked about it. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The FBI is now offering a $15,000 reward for information leading to the recovery of 3-year-old Elijah Vu. The little boy's been missing for more than a week from Two Rivers. Two people, including his mother, are being charged in connection to that disappearance. Western Wisconsin will get $15 million to support health care. Democratic Governor Tony Evers using the line item veto to modify a Republican-authored bill. The action follows the recent announcement that HHS and Provea Health will close several locations, including hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. A woman accused of killing a family dog while babysitting will receive a psychological assessment. 18-year-old Kylie Sonneman pleaded not guilty by reason of mental disease to a count of mistreatment of animals.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Culbison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Culbison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Culbison terminal near you.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job. Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Cobison and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Cobison Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Cobison. Visit Cobison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobison terminal near you.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies to take us through the overnight. Light and variable winds developing. Lows by morning will be right above the 10-degree mark. On Thursday, we'll see sunny skies, breezy south winds up around 35, lower 50s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 11 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Talk.
sound of the American heart. And Opry music on a Saturday night brings a smile to your face and a tear to your eye. Sing a song about the heartland, the only place I feel at home. Sing about the way a good man works until the daylight's gone.
Got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
can't seem to get along, even though the feeling's strong. This love of ours just can't move ahead. We always seem to come back home. Can't be bad enough for long. Must be something we can't do without. But with the best behind us now, there's no way in and no way out. Living in the shadow of a doubt. Past the point of no return. We can't cross the bridges that we've burned. Does it matter anymore? Is it still worth fighting for? Or have we gone as far as we're concerned? We always seem to come back home. Can't be bad enough for long. Must be something we can't do without. But with the best behind us now, there's no way in and no way out. Living in the shadow.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Earl Thomas Conley, Shadow of a Doubt, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, and temperatures upper 20s to low 30s across the region. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour also. Coming up this hour, we'll have another interview from Commodity Classic and Art Newsmaker segment. One of the things a lot of us farm broadcasters have been talking about has been the big Texas wildfire, and this is called the Smokehouse Creek Fire. As of yesterday, it burned through almost 1,700 square miles of land. It's like the size of Rhode Island. It was only 3% contained as well. There's a lot of damage. A lot of cattle have been lost. Fences are down. There's also been a loss of 7 grain and seed operations, just to name a few. Now, if you would like to help out, visit tcfa.org. That's tcfa.org. Texas cattlemen have that set up to help folks in the aftermath of this. Obviously, they need all kinds of things. Probably the best thing to do is, if you'd like to help out, is make some donations, monetary donations. That way they can purchase things locally to get them to where they're needed. Again, that website, tcfa.org. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
This is Dairy Radio Now,
with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking at the effect of rumen-protected choline on a mastitis challenge. This research was reported by Dr. Barry Bradford at Michigan State University and appeared in the December 2023 Journal of Dairy Science. And so the question that Dr. Bradford wanted, could rumen-protected choline impact immune function and reduce inflammation during a mastitis challenge in dairy cows? To do the research, what they did, Bill, was they took 39 Holstein cows, and they looked at two different levels of rumen-protected choline, basically 13 and or 20 grams to these cows. They fed these in the dry period, close-up period here, and then after 17 days in milk, they challenged them in the rear quarters with E. coli organisms, which will cause inflammation, of course, mastitis in these cows. Results are rather interesting as we looked at what happened. First of all, they looked at what were the pre-treatment milk levels, and the rumen-protected choline increased milk production at the 20-gram level, 7.5 pounds more milk in that 17-day window. So certainly the rumen-protected choline gave us the response we expect to see in transition diets. We then went in and treated half these cows with rumen-protected choline. The other half remained as controlled cows. And the bottom line was that the rumen-protected choline did not prevent the milk loss due to the challenge of inflammation and mastitis. The challenge adding the E. coli resulted in an increase in NEFAs, or non-esteric fatty acids, reflecting a fat mobilization and a drain on energy in these cows as well. But the plasma metabolites were not greatly impacted. Choline did reduce glycolysis, which is the reserves in the liver, and supported gluconeogenesis to help make up for some of the glucose requirements as well. We know that cows that had the higher levels of rumen-protected choline had a greater antioxidant potential before being challenged by the E. coli bacteria. After the cows recovered from the mastitis, again, the spread between those cows receiving rumen-protected choline again returned to about 7 pounds more milk after the challenge period ended. So, Bill, our take-home message include, number one, that the rumen-protected choline did increase milk yield versus control cows both before and after this challenge here in the program. Number two, it appears that rumen-protected choline really didn't change the inflammation markers as such, such as haptoglobin that was tracked by the researchers. Next, we did not see the ability of our rumen-protected choline to resolve inflammation challenges in these cows, and there was no advantage of going to higher versus the traditional dose of around 13 or 14 grams per cow per day. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. Dairy producers have until April 29th to sign up for coverage for this year under USDA's Dairy Margin Coverage Program. USDA Radio's Rod Bain has more with Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau.
The last Wednesday in February, the first day of sign-up for dairy producers desiring USDA dairy margin coverage for 2024. Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau, however, adds that enrolled producers may receive payments for January if triggers are reached.
The coverage is retroactive, so the payment eligibility could certainly be March 4th for producers that have qualifying margins with respect to this program.
DMC provides producers with price support to offset milk and feed price differences. Dairy producers have until April 29th to apply for dairy margin coverage at their local FSA office. Smaller-sized dairy growers who previously had supplemental DMC coverage over the past 3 years can combine that production history to create one adjusted base production history for DMC coverage purposes. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Brought to you by Old Spice. Men have skin too.
This is Bob.
Hello.
Bob knows self-care. Bob starts every day with a balanced breakfast. Bob exercises every day. Bob even does yoga. Bob thinks he's got everything covered. But you forgot something, Bob. Skincare. Men have skin too, Bob. So grab some Old Spice to complete the whole self-care package.
Brought to you by Old Spice Gentleman's Blend Body Wash, providing exfoliation plus 24/7 moisturization with daily use. Because men have skin too.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
Real Country, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me can still upset you. I've just gotta make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man. Knowing you this way, things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man. Knowing you this way, things I couldn't do. Little lies of Jane.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Vince Gill and Liza Jane here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from Commodity Classic. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. 36 here in downtown Durand. March milk this morning up 3 to 16.99. April down 6 to 17.11. May steady at 17.55. June milk down 5 at 17.85. Cheese markets from yesterday, barrels down 2 to 165, 40-pound blocks down 1 to 160 and a half, 4 trade a barrel, 2 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 3.5 to 276 and a half, 6 trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk steady at 119, 3 trades on the day. Dry whey down 1 and a quarter to 42 and 3 quarters, 2 trades on the day. Cattle markets could open mostly mixed this morning as the cattle market's still looking at some lower cash markets and also some lessening demand. Meanwhile, though, hog markets could open mostly higher as another strong export report and also a strong cash markets up $1.02 on the cash side, helping to support prices. April live cattle open the day at 185.35, June 181.22, August 180.70, March feeder cattle open at 249, April 253.72, May at 256.12. April hogs open at 86.62, May at 90.72, June at 100.20. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are relatively mixed. Soybeans, meanwhile, they're moving mostly higher on some short covering after recent losses. Wheat markets also mixed, a combination of some profit taking. We have some early strength in the dollar that's also pressuring some of the contracts. March corn this morning up 3/4 to 416 and a half. May down 1 1/4 to 482 and a quarter. July down 1 1/2 to 439 and 3/4. New crop down 1 at 462 and a quarter. March beans up 13 1/4 this morning to 1141 and a half. May up 6 1/2 to 1147 and a quarter. July up 6 1/4 to 1157 and a half. New crop up 5 1/4 to 1138 and a half. March soybean meal up 220 to 335.50. March soybean oil up 46 cents to 45.12. Chicago wheat, March up 1/4 to 577 and 3/4. May down 3 3/4 to 572 and a half. July down 4 1/2 to 574 and 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, March down 6 to 658 and a half. May steady at 659. Meanwhile, in the energy markets this morning, they are moving mostly higher as April crude oil now up $1.21 to $79.47. May up $1.15 to $78.60. April gas up 3 cents now to $2.61. May also up 3 cents to $2.59. That's a check of national markets. So local markets are coming up next. From Commodity Classic, I'm Brian Winnikins. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 358 to April 361, May 364, new crop 408. Meanwhile, cash beans at 1056, April 1061, and new crop at 1048. At Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 380 and three quarters, April 389 and a half, May 391 and a half, and new crop 408 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 379, April 393, and June at 411. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn at 367, new crop 408, cash beans 1058, new crop also at 1058. Allied Cooperative in Blair, cash corn 362, new crop 408, cash beans 1051, new crop at 1048. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 395, April 402, May 405, and new crop at 413. Cash beans 1091, April 1111, May 1113, new crop 1078. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn at 368, new crop 408. Cash beans 1061, new crop 1058. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 160 to 187, Holstein fed cattle 135 to 165, market cows 84 to 119, bulls at 115 to 129, calves 270 to 852, beef steers at 232 to 370, Holstein steers 140 to 265. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 178 to 188, finished beef heifers 178 to 192, finished dairy steers 154 to 162, market cows 88 to 113, market bulls 110 to 113. Hog markets at Zumbrota, market hogs 35 to 59, light sows 32 to 32.50, heavy sows 32 to 46, boars 10 to 1350. That is a check of markets reporting from Commodity Classic. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
That's real. trust in you. There's no rain or fire that we can't go through. The first step's always the hardest one to take. It's a leap of faith. I understand all your doubts and fears of laying your heart on the line. Aren't you afraid of just throwing away a love like yours and mine? I know your heart's been broken. You've been let down before. Though the stakes are high, give it one more try. This time you can be sure. Take a leap of faith. Your doubt, darling, come what may, we can work it out. A love that's real will always find a way. And if you'll trust in me like I trust in you, there's no rain or fire that we can't go through. The first step's always the hardest one to take. It's a leap of faith. If you'll trust in me like I trust in you, there's no rain or fire that we can't go through. The first step's always the hardest one to take. It's a leap of faith.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Robert Wirth. He is a farmer from Lake Benton, Minnesota. And we had a chance to talk with Robert during Commodity Classic. And thank you to our Commodity Classic sponsors, including the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Synergy Co-op, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Osteoplastic, and Bauer Seeds and Service, your Pivot Bio dealer in western Wisconsin. We talked with Robert at the Pivot Bio booth because he's a farmer who uses Pivot Bio. And so we're going to talk with Robert a little bit about that. First, Robert, tell us about the farm.
Okay, I farm with my son. I've been farming for 53 years, and I'm going to start my 54, I hope, this spring. And we farm 2,100 acres of corn and soybeans, and also involved with other organizations like Soybean Organization. I've been very involved for 22 years. Started using this product like 2-3 years ago.
Tell us about your fields. What's the soil like? Now, in western Wisconsin, as everyone listening to this will tell you, one row it's clay, the next row it's sand, the next row it's a combination thereof. It's everything under the sun. So what's it like out in western Minnesota?
Okay, our big challenge is we're on Buffalo Ridge. Our elevation is pretty close to 1,900 feet. That's where all the wind turbines are. We have a tremendous amount of wind turbines. So our big challenge is not the soil conditions, is the climate. Because we have an early frost, late spring, so it's a real challenge for us. The biggest thing challenge we have is get enough moisture. If we get enough moisture, we can raise the best crops for everybody. So that is our challenge. So that's why we have an earlier variety always. We plant considerably earlier than 30, 40 miles away from us.
Okay, so you said for a couple of years you've been using the Pivot Bio. Okay, so how's it worked for you?
Well, the first year we tried it, you know, we got about a 2-3 bushel advantage. We used considerably less fertilizer, and we still got an advantage with Pivot Bio. This last year, we did something completely different. My first year, we're planting corn on corn, and so I did not increase my nitrogen on the corn on corn. I give it all Pivot Bio. pivot bio was going to give me the extra nitrogen. And what it did, it did. I mean, we got a very good yield out of corn on corn without any increase on nitrogen. Because we are in, we have to put our nitrogen on all in the spring. We don't put any on the fall. Because I'm water certified. Minnesota has a water certification program. So that is something that we have to do. We got to put our fertilizer, nitrogen. We can put phosphate and potash in the fall. But nitrogen all comes out in the spring. So that's really been an advantage for us because we can raise really good crops with a lower nitrogen.
I would believe then that your fertilizer costs have dropped considerably because of this.
Oh, by far. It is. And, you know, when you use those kind of programs and with the CSP program, you know, you have to cut back. And so we were cutting back and we were not getting the yields what we would like to. But now, since we're using this, cutting back on fertilizer costs, but our yields are going up. If we, you know, when we don't use corn on corn, which we do very little of, our yields are extremely good, amazingly good. Some, like last year, we had yields that, you know, were surprisingly, we had never seen yields like that before. So that, I mean, that's a proven fact right there that it's a working product.
So what do you use this just in the spring, or can you use it into, you know, our 2, 3, 4?
Well, we only use it in the spring because we put it on with the seed. We put our seed treatment on. So we just use it when we plant it. And it's easy to put on. You know, you just put the seed in your box and away you go. And you got it right on the plant when it grows. So it works great.
Talking with Robert DeWorth, a farmer from Lake Benton, Minnesota, this morning from Commodity Classic. You mentioned the water certification. For those that aren't familiar with that, which I'm not, what's that mean in Minnesota?
Okay, what that means is you have to do certain practices that make sure that you have great water quality and make sure you don't do soil, keep the soil where you want it. Water certification is mainly for water. So what they ask you to do is they cut way back on fertilizer. Always have to have it in the spring. You cannot put it in the fall, so you have the chance for that fertilizer, nitrogen fertilizer, to go through the soil to get in the water. And so that's one of the big things we do. And you got to do soil tests, and you do all the stuff that you normally do, but this makes sure you're water certified. And what this also does is, on the other side, when you go to sell your product to, like, the European nation, when you're water certified, they will talk to you right away.
That's been, at least in western Wisconsin, we have high nitrates in the groundwater. And so, like, even in my house, I have to have a reverse osmosis system. But it sounds like this might be a way to have to help with that. That's what it sounds like.
By far. I mean, because you put on a lot less nitrogen. I only put on 140 pounds of N to raise 200 bushel corn.
And that's in 2,100 acres.
Right. That's on half. I mean, we are half and half. But that's what we do. And so this pivot bio will give us the extra nitrogen that we have that we're not putting on commercial fertilizer. That gives our plant all the energy it needs to raise a really good crop.
And with the way cost of inputs are now, folks, it's something you may want to check out as well. And you can talk with Justin over at Bauer Seeds and Service. He is our Pivot Bio dealer here in western Wisconsin. We are at Commodity Classic. I'm Brian Winnikins for WRDN.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Warmer temperatures and increasing dew points are expected for the weekend in our ag weather forecast. Breezy winds today will also settle down for the weekend, which will also bring the next chance of precipitation. Cooler and dry conditions are expected early next week behind a cold front that will occur on Sunday night. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 52 to 57. Relative humidities at 40 to 45%. South winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 35. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 32 to 37. Relative humidities at 93 to 98%. South winds at 11 to 16. For Saturday, partly sunny, highs 56 to 61. Relative humidities at 45 to 50%. South winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, breezy, partly sunny, a chance of rain, high 65 to 70, south winds 21 to 26, gusting to 45. For Monday, mostly cloudy, another chance of rain, cooler, highs 45 to 50. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50. Wednesday, sunshine, highs 45 to 50. And for Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 50 to 55.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Guests that are slow to stand or nurse after birth have a harder time surviving. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Prevent weak calf syndrome with proper maternal health before calves are born as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Romp and play minutes after they're born. Weak calf syndrome is a term applied to a calf that's born alive but is slow to stand. It may or may not attempt to nurse. Some calves survive this condition, but most die within a few days of birth. Michelle Arnold is the ruminant extension veterinarian at the University of Kentucky. She says the problem is